I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
She's so quiet.
It says I'm using computer audio, but it tested my microphone.
As the grave.
Oh. Hmm?
Excuse me? Yeah, I was going to say, like, silent as a forest, but that's only, like, a 20th of the time, I think. I can imagine a sunrise over a majestic mountain scene, and the forest creatures have not yet stirred. And so, it is quiet still.
I thought you said screechers.
Screechers. No, but that's what's in, like, a rainforest or something. Yeah. I have not been there. Well, I have been to a rainforest. That's not true.
That's not true.
I don't remember what it was like at night. It's usually pretty loud, but I heard, like, Joe Rogan describing some rainforests as, like, it's even louder at night. So, I haven't been to that forest.
Oh, yeah, that's not a that silent particular forest. One. I've watched Planet Earth, so I think I have a pretty solid forest. Understanding.
I wonder who's watched Planet Earth the most. Like, who's been, because, you know, lot of people are big fans of certain shows, and they'll rewatch the show multiple times. I wonder who's rewatched Planet Earth, like, 30 times, and they just know all about all the majesty. It's just, like, ingrained.
Retention of information. I wonder what episode it really stuck. Yeah.
Magisteration. I've magisterized all of these documents. You may dispose of them. You may shred them into the ocean for all I care. I don't know. You may paper mache the ocean with these documents. I have no more use for them.
You know, you saying paper machete brings up a TikTok I watched, and I have to bring it up here because I thought it very...
Did you say paper machete?
No, paper machete. If I said paper machete, then yes, I'm going to copyright.
That's fine. You know what? That's the ultimate... Think about it. That's the ultimate weapon. Like, that's the last weapon you master. It's like a perfectly thin, sharp paper machete. It's like, imagine what power, but what grace you must wield such a weapon with.
Yeah, I think it's a good band
cutting motherfuckers in half, cutting through bone, skulls, faces, whatever all is in the head, cutting that right in half.
Whatever else
with
is
my
in
paper
there.
Machete.
Indeed. Well. Yeah. What you said made me think of what I was going to say. I was watching this TikTok, and it was one of those...
Paper
it's a
machete.
Funny one where a guy from, like, Scotland or Ireland, he reacts to, like, these craft videos.
Scotland.
And he's actually quite entertaining. But what they did was they took, like, old paper that they were about to recycle and just tore it up and put it in a blender with water and then put in some, like, tiny seeds for, like, flowers, like wildflowers. And then they blended it up, poured it on, like, a, you know, like a little... strainer thing, like making your own paper, and then they put a towel and let it dry, and then made a Christmas card out of it, like decorated it, and then when you send it to your friends, they just rip off pieces of your card and put it in their garden, and they have flowers.
Or like, it's sort of saying to them, hey, I know you're just gonna bail on this card eventually, because that's what people do with cards. So when you throw it out your car window after you've just taken the cash out of it. And not read the sentiment.
Sure.
At least it'll grow into flowers, and your broke ass will be forgotten because it's not just trash on the side of the highway.
These flowers will be.
Fuck
remembered.
You very much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You won't, but the flowers will be for a time, as flowers are.
As flowers have always been.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that's we should start putting flower seeds in more shit. Why not? You know. Just have flowers grow out of shit instead of weeds for a while.
I had the concept of
put them in shoes, you know? You could put them in, like, coffee, shit like that.
Oh, well, you could put, like, chia seeds and stuff. No, I got a tube of lipstick from a high-end lipstick dealer a couple of years ago, and they had the same thing. They had, like, you could plant the packaging, the box the lipstick came in. And I thought that adorable, but not accessible. Now this is accessible, and I know how to do it because a TikTok told me.
That's like, if you sell, like, 500 units of something, how much, like, good are you doing? Like, if it's a... extreme, like, boutique or something. It's like, that is kind of a weird duality there. It's like, this thing costs $500, but if you plant it, a 30-cent flower will sprout out of it. Okay.
Hey, it's more than you had than if you didn't have the 30-cent flower.
I gotta say, let's just start putting pot seeds in everything. Once, let's get the most robust pot seed. We need to start breeding.
People don't realize fighting, they're growing pot.
The fighting dog of pots. Oh, they will. They'll realize
because
it'll make itself known. It'll be smelly and aggressive.
It's not yet.
Yeah, because we're gonna breed it. We're gonna breed it like a fighting dog to fight its way to the top, no matter where it lands. If it could be like it could find its way to a toilet and then just have a pot plant growing from your toilet, your abandoned toilet.
Oh.
You don't shit in it. If you go on vacation, if you eat your shoe and then you poop it out and there's a pot seed in it, and then you go on vacation and you come back, there's going to be a robust, incriminatingly large pot plant
especially
in your toilet.
Especially if you
eat
your poop. Well, I think it'd be funny. Like you
That's
send it
I'm
to
saying.
Your Aunt Hedda and she plants it, you know, unbeknownst to her outside.
Boom.
And she's like, my goodness. Yeah.
Antics ensue. But then, and then she gets arrested by federal agents and sent to Gitmo.
Aunt Hedda.
Oh, goodness.
What a kook.
That's so silly. So really, it's more slapstick than it sounds. Don't worry. we keep it light.
Yeah.
The torture scenes are hilarious.
Jails.
And there's lots
bit
of farts.
Different.
Yeah. We found out if you just add fart sound effects in post, it really lightens everything up. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. It won't be a long 2 years. For her.
No. No, it won't be.
Do we just have a unified silence? Have we ever had that on here?
Not without me interrupting it.
Yeah, well, either of us. I mean, admittedly.
No, usually I'll say something like, so, what else is new?
I think we've been re-listening to our other ones. I mean, it's good content. We listen, okay? We are our listeners, all right?
Yeah.
But when we listen back, we're like, wow, we interrupt each other a lot. So then we wait for those silent moments. But it's really just not on brand. So.
Yeah. People come here for the yammering shout fest that is the Sipcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the parliament, the British parliament, when they get all fighty.
Oh, yeah.
Start yelling. Like that.
But they yell elegantly.
Oh. Those guys must get so shit-faced afterward. Man, I bet. Because they like to drink over there.
That's a lot of adrenaline,
yeah. You got to take the edge off somehow. Ooh. Get shit-faced. And then someone take a swing, and then it's all good. And then tomorrow... Is a new day.
Do it again.
Yep. I wish that we could settle our differences over here. We still haven't. The election.
We're still yelling.
We're up to 51 losses. Trump has lost the election 51 times.
I love seeing him lose that many times. Hilarious. But
it is great.
They said it's like 19 or 12%. I don't know. We actually crunched the numbers. It's terrifying. Still think the election's going to be overturned. And yesterday, there was like a Medal of Honor ceremony that he just like pointed and like wandered out of. That was
very
weird.
Because people started asking him questions about inauguration and like and practical, actual, real-life things that are happening. They started to like
reference
the future time. But that's what I'm saying. That's what set him off.
I figured something.
They started asking him questions about reality.
I know.
And he just instantly started to shift and show because he can't.
Any president could.
I still want to know.
You could acquiesce out of that and still move on with the ceremony. But he literally cannot because it's not about him.
Well, I want to know who is still. What is still being supported here?
Yeah.
It's like if this is a stilt home on a beach, it's just a bunch of stilts with a bunch of Christmas lights hanging up and squirrels and monkeys running all around on them. And it's like a net of zany Christmas. And they're just chasing the lit up lights because they're so like sparse.
Yeah.
And then one of the monkeys catches a squirrel and eats it. So starts violently eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the squirrels are alarmed and they start trying to attack the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too late.
It sounds exactly like this, yes.
And then the monkeys, the other monkeys, they're like, whatever, I'm not hungry. And that monkey's got, he's not going to be hurt by those dumb squirrels. So that's what's there instead of a house, instead of a president.
Yeah.
Is something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what are you supporting anymore? There's not even a house there. It's a completely useless.
It's like a decrepit,
you're not supporting
shack
structure
on stilts. It's not even nice.
Or like a mom who's insisting, who's berating a drama teacher about putting her son in the lead part of the play, except her son is at home playing video games, shitting his pants, eating Cheetos, and doesn't know jack shit about being a player, and doesn't even want to be involved in the project at all.
And the mom, and his mom, I've got the drama for you.
I've got the best. He deserves to be in the play. He deserves the number one spy. He should be the lead. He should be famous. He should still be there because he is my little boy. And you're just talking mean about it because you don't like him. That's why you're saying he's a fat pile of shit who just sits at home and has orange all over his face and hands and does nothing but shit his pants and talk smack on Twitter. It's getting pretty specific.
His thumbs are busy. Don't you read that as commitment to this drama program?
Imagine those thumbs on your project. Mm. That's all I'm going to say, except a whole bunch more. I'm going to stand here and say a lot more until you tell me the thing that I want to hear. I'm not going to leave, which is literally what they're doing.
Yes. I'm not going to. No, I'm going to sit right here.
Sit here offering nothing, having nothing to offer in the future, never having offered anything. And I will offer you these dust bunnies that I found in my butt.
Over here in the corner of the drama room.
I was over there playing with my butt and I found these dust bunnies. Would you like them? Okay.
Or you can play with your belly button. You can call them tummy treasures.
Yeah, that's another place to find dust bunnies. Mm-hmm. Dust buttholes.
Buttonholes.
So yeah, we'll just save these precious commentaries that are the Sibcast for later, as we are in the middle of a crazy beehive. I'm anxious to see what the future holds, because right now it's just that's not very fair, because beehives are organized as fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're not even functioning in beehives. Wow.
Beehive is like the model of order, so this is like the opposite of a beehive.
Yeah, you
this
couldn't have had a worse example, yeah.
So this is a ferret hive is what this is. Imagine if
holy
a bunch of just...
or whatever those
if,
things
it's
are.
Just a, no, it's a bunch of ferrets, just how wiry they are, if so many of them got together that they just made
and
a super ferret.
And if you don't clean them, they stink? Yes! Ferrets.
Well, I don't know. Those and then, ferrets. But then when like, what happens when 500 of them get together and try to go, this is what happens when ferrets stop being polite and start getting real. Patan. I don't remember what, I'm just going to put Seinfeld baseline in there. I hope we're going to try to get Puck. Puck will just show up. He'll be like 55 years old.
But on the face of a ferret, like a body of a ferret.
Just Puck. What is this magic? We're just gonna have him show up in an underground in a hole wherever the fuck ferrets live. Puck will be, and he'll just be sitting like, "Hey, get out of my room! I'm Puck." I don't remember anything about Puck. Is he British? Probably. No, probably not.
Was he?
American,
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe we just made him cooler than he ever was.
Yeah, definitely. He's I imagine Puck as being the white guy from The Prodigy. That's all I can remember. I have no visual reference other than it's probably looked like that guy from The Prodigy.
Perfect.
Who's not the black guy.
It's funny. I had a recollection months ago about The Real World, and I watched that show like a lot. I don't know how real it was. You know, you can't trust those realities.
I think that they might have been editing a little bit.
You think?
I would like to go back, though. Imagine how shitty... Imagine being a real reality TV enthusiast and going back and seeing how pixelated and shady the storylines were back then.
Well, I think it's funny, too, like how even back then, that was just what we knew, you know? But like we got wrapped
in
who's dating who got married, like who's still, who's going on like their fourth show.
It was so novel. Imagine pre-Real World.
Yeah.
When the novel Real World, we were infected by it like 20 years ago. We don't remember what it was like before.
I was so infected. I loved it. I remember wanting, well, I still do, not going to lie. I still want a driving RV with a bed over the driver's seat, like the cab. I just think that's great. Like the fact that you can drive on a vacation and talk and like lay down or like play board games. Like I think that's how you travel. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, once you kick Roscoe out of the house at the age of 19,
yeah,
then you can do that.
Well, I could do that. Like I could do that now, like, just with them.
Like Roscoe's like, I'm only 17. Get out! And you're just sitting there painting your RV. It's like, get the hell out!
This is the real world.
Welcome to the real world. This is Puck. He's going to be traveling with us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Puck. I'll be riding on the top of the RV.
I'm so wild. Some
surfing.
Surfing.
Have you seen that movie Teen Wolf? I'm like Teen Wolf in Teen Wolf.
Playing, starring Teen Wolf.
Michael J. Fox.
No, Michael J. Teen Wolf.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. We don't even know. He's probably just a white
American. I'm from Australia. Yeah, I think he is just a guy from Brooklyn or some shit. I think we're giving him too much.
He was not attractive.
Give him too much culture. Yeah, neither was the guy from The Prodigy, so.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I'm just substituting. Hold on, let me see.
No, don't show me.
Puck, real world. I'm just going to look at it like, oh my God, he looks normal without punk hair.
Ew. See,
he looks like he could be related to the Buseys. Maybe, or no. Yeah, no. One of those guys. Busey adjacent.
Adjacent. Mm-hmm.
He could be in the Busey family, a Busey cousin. Anyway. Puck.
That's a good band name if you went solo. Adjacent.
Busey adjacent. We need to stop with the adjacent jokes. I get it. It sounds like my name.
No, it's very simple, and I don't know how to think outside of simple.
I don't know how to not be triggered. Triggered. Hashtag triggered.
Trigger warning.
We got a Dotson over here.
I didn't see The Prodigy, so I don't get your reference.
It's not, you don't see it, you hear it. It's the band.
What? You're talking about, I thought you were talking about a movie.
No, I don't know what to tell you to think, but The Prodigy was a band.
I'm going
to
tell you.
The Prodigy was a band from our youth. It was never a movie, so I can't
make
you think of something that doesn't exist.
Oh.
This feels like it's on you a little bit, at least a little bit.
If I didn't know about them, is it really my fault?
So. Yes, you did know about them because they were everywhere. They
no,
did the
that's not true. I didn't
fire
pay
starter,
attention. I was very
breathe.
Self-absorbed.
If you heard, go look up The Prodigy Breathe, and you'd be like, oh, no. I'm the stupidest person alive.
Oh.
Jason is so smart.
Oh. Good morning to you as well.
His genius eclipses what I could only hope to see as light because I have never been in it. I just dream of it.
I dream of it.
But there is none for me because it has been vanquished at the source.
Stop. It's ridiculous.
We got this tomato sauce here. If anybody wants some, cooked up some meat sauce.
Did you?
No. Oh. Yes. No. I did make some taco meat and delicious pulled pork.
Oh.
Yesterday, crock pot pulled pork. I'm trying to get. I'm getting better. I'm trying to make magical chili and magical pulled pork. I'm dialing in.
It has to be magical.
Recipes. No, I it does.
Yeah.
Like later. When I don't have much fridge space, so I gotta chew through some of these reserves that I made. But
you have the
next,
biggest place known to man. You really could just have a regular fridge.
I have a full size fridge, but I'm one person and I don't want a bunch of fridge space because that's like living in too big of a hold on. That's like living in too big of a house because then you get really fat, stupid, live in a big city. People are like fish. We don't think we are, but the bigger tank you give yourself, the stupider and more cancerous and fat and stupid your shit gets.
Is that the one?
Stupid fat ass shit gets all cancerous and shit and dumb.
So just stay
that's
in
why
a small place with a small fridge.
I've got a full size fridge that doesn't have shelves though, so I kind of have to stack shit. But fuck that. But fuck that. I got a little fridge that I manage, and it's up to me. And I have a bunch, because if I fill that mini fridge, I've got too much food. That's dumb. I'm a single person.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have more than a mini fridge
of food. Your life. Yeah, I get you.
Stupid. I was thinking about putting stuff in those tubs. I save all those tubs that yogurt and shit come in. Putting stuff in there and dating it. And then, putting it in the freezer. Because I do want to make more. But I've got like a 20 bean bag of mixed kinds of beans.
A 20 bean bag, McBean bag.
That's what it says on the bag. I'm just reading from the bag here. Don't, you know,
you're
don't
in
discriminate.
Your kitchen recording, that's not
don't
true.
Be, no, I've just got my, I've got a bunch of beans. I just have all the ingredients
at your
here.
Computer desk.
Absolutely. You don't? My God. I'm going to have to call child services. There's not just piles of dry goods.
These like, are my scent beans.
I'm essentially doing my doing this podcast from my pantry, from a makeshift pantry, just on the fly.
Wow.
Gonna do the bunch of beans. I got secret ingredients. I'm gonna make Mr. Emery's magic murder bean chili coming at you.
So you like the chili murders or the beans murder specifically, or Jason murders people?
They're just murder beans.
Chili?
It's just
like,
a name.
What makes it murdery?
There's no. That has nothing to do with death. My God, I'm a cop.
You said
it's just a name. It happens. It's Spanish. It's a Spanish term.
No, it's not.
Sep is the sound. Like, okay. No, sounds not. Like, oh, so you hear death in that. Wow, wow.
Wow.
Wow. You hear something sinister and untoward in magic murder bean chili. That's that to you is problematic.
Say it quickly. Murder bean chili.
I see. No, I see how it is. It's going to be written quickly, too, all squinty-like. Like, magic murder bean chili.
Murder bean chili.
Got the mystery in my
murder.
That's gonna be that's our commercial spot right there. Got that. That's the copy. Yeah.
Magic
murder.
Magic
murder. Yeah. It's gonna be delicious. I guarantee that. Or yeah, it'll taste good. I mean, you can't fuck up chili unless you do. I did.
Oh no, yeah, plenty of them.
Oh, I did a couple times. You have to soak the beans. I'm using dry beans. You gotta soak them bitches. Otherwise, they'll just be a spot that will fuck up your chili.
You do have to soak them. That's true.
You'll get them out of there. It's the same reason. And now I know you gotta pre-cook your noodles. The reason you pre-cook your noodles for your lasagna is because otherwise they gotta soak up them juices. Mm-hmm. And your lasagna's gonna be drur, and you're not even gonna want to eat it. You're gonna have to just like dump sauce on it, and then a bunch of cheese on the sauce and remit. You're just gonna have to put. You're gonna have to coat your lasagna in more. You're gonna have to coat your lasagna in more lasagna. Essentially, you're gonna have to like shellac another coat of lasagna in that lasagna. You got to freshen it up because it's dried out. You need to re-lasagna.
Yeah.
Risen.
Agreed. Yeah. One hondo.
That's what I got. That's what I'll do next too. I'm gonna make a prime lasagna, all cheesy. I'm gonna make it cheesy as fuck. It's gonna be mostly cheese. I might just press cheese into noodles and then start with that.
I don't make lasagna very often, but every time I do, I really enjoy it. But like most of the time, I just buy it. So
I don't buy anything now. I've given up on store-bought things now that I've started to make stuff.
Ooh, aren't like you just a little Sally in the kitchen? I like
store-bought crap tastes like shit, and half the time, stuff that you get at fast food restaurants is made like crap, tastes like poop. It's dumb.
Okay.
Like if you gave a Big Mac an IQ test, it'd probably fail. It's pretty dumb to me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue
just
with
sit
good
there.
Logic. Yeah, solid logic.
Yeah, it would just sit there doing practically nothing, mostly. So, useless, you know? What are you going to do with that?
So Giuliani has COVID.
Yeah, a lot of, and then the chick that was next to him that he told to take off her mask has COVID too.
Really?
Yeah, the chick who was testifying about like some bullshit.
One.
And then Giuliani was like, hey, I don't want to make you do anything. That's no one. You want to take off your mask? And it's just like, Giuliani shouldn't be, he should be on a registry of people not allowed to ask people to take things off. It's just not right.
Oh, yeah.
What he did.
And, yeah.
Anything. It could be glasses.
No.
He could be working at. He could in the future. He could be have a job at the at TSA.
Yeah.
In the security line, but he would have to defer to a coworker for them to ask people to take shoes off and stuff because he's legally not allowed to ask anybody to take anything off.
Legally, exactly. Yeah, I like how that interview was something else. Where
he couldn't ask an employee to take off for a holiday. I'm sorry, I had to get that.
Take off for no, that was good. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
If he was a pilot, an instructor for pilots, and it was time to instruct them, he could be like, "Well, now it's time to you know what?
Ascend into the air.
Go upward skyways. Yes. Get off the fucking ground.
Get off. I don't think you can tell them that either.
Oh, shit. That's right. That is. Yep, that's a different clause.
It's a trigger, for Julie. For Julie. Yeah,
his little shock collar will go off. But actually, he's gotten so used to it. Now he'll just start saying things like take off. And then you'll just see him kind of like his eyes.
He's like on the
God.
Bed, like in Borat. Hands
yeah,
in his
he seems to be enjoying himself too much.
Oh, no.
That Borat clip did seem like not. I was disappointed when I saw that.
I didn't want to watch it, so I don't know.
It's nothing. It's much ado about nothing. Anybody who says it's like, oh, he was masturbating, it's like, ugh, not really. Like, and the whole thing, like, what was he supposed to think? He didn't know she's underage. She has a job as a reporter. I think most people assume that if you're working as a reporter and you're talking to Rudy Giuliani, you're not 16 years old. They assume that you're, like, 25 and you may just look young. And she lured him back to a hotel. It's like, Rudy Giuliani is a gross old man. If a attractive young reporter takes him to a hotel room and gets a little, like, she like took his mic off and she was getting intimate with him, I would be thinking the same thing. I mean, they totally honey potted him.
Isn't he married?
I don't know, but that's not illegal. I mean, it is maybe, but that's not, he wouldn't be the first person who cheated.
Especially someone in a place of power, because, you know, the people in power right now, especially the GOP, are much respecting the system.
But I don't know. Like, it didn't seem like anything that anybody else in power would not do. Like, they're all, it's just, that's what men do.
So I'm just disgusted.
But then also, like, he did seem to just be like, he was just, like, it wasn't like his hand was moving. It was like, looked like he was just adjusting his pants. That's all you could say he did. Like, any other inference is reading into it too much. Like, I was just disappointed by it. I was hoping it would be as salacious as everyone said. And by the way, I couldn't even watch that whole movie. I didn't watch the clip or the movie,
yeah.
Well, it's really good, but it's really good at being itself. It's super awkward the whole time, and I couldn't handle it. Cause
I hate pranks, and I hate that feeling, so I just...
The first one was good. I could handle it. Like, the first one is a gem, and this one is more of the same, but that's the comedy. It's very awkward. They make people do that shifty around, like, what's going on here, eyeball look, and then they push it far. So, yeah, they're going for that, and it was that, but I couldn't... It was too awkward for me. And then the finale, or that the non-climax, was not a climax. It was just, I was like, oh, come on. He's just like, he's an old guy who's trying to get some, and he might have been, maybe, it's just, it was stupid. It was dumb.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Oh. I know, I think we should call him Julie, spelled G-I-U-L-I. Julie. But that witness was hysterical. I mean, I know she was trying to be serious. Sorry. But
wait, the blonde?
That was so funny. She's like, I've been threatened.
Well, she was shit-faced.
My kids have been threatened. The way she was just like, what'd you do? Did you do some weird stuff to it?
Just the way it was like, do you sit messed up to it? I think she said, do something messed up to it or something. Like, it was
no,
just...
she said, do something crazy to it.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, yeah. So funny. The ballots.
Oh, my God. And then the comparison to that girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with by Cecily Strong.
Yes,
like,
Cecily,
oh my God,
already has that character on SNL. And then like she comes out and does this lady as a character. And I'm like, they're synonymous. It sounds like the same character.
It is. I need to go watch that. I haven't seen it yet.
It's
but
so
no,
good.
I'm sure she killed it, because it's perfect. It was. She already was doing that character.
Yes. And then you see the character living out, testifying.
Oh, my God. Like... Who? And then even Giuliani, the Daily Show pointed out, Giuliani is trying to,
he's like, hey,
reel it in. Hey, come on. This is fucking crazy shit. I'm Giuliani, and I think this is crazy.
Yo, I'm Julie. and you need to dial back, sis. Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, take it easy over there, sister. I'm Julie.
And he had COVID.
Former
and
mayor.
Now she has COVID, and everybody just has COVID.
They're all getting it. And then wait for round five of some conservative commentator publishing an article like, don't you think it's weird that only Republicans are getting COVID? It's like, no. No, not at all. It's science. It's what we've been telling you, dipshits.
I know! The fact that they were so dumb and they're like, well, it's not in the Midwest. It's like, it takes time to get to the Midwest. Don't you worry. You guys will have your time. You guys will have your fun. There was the article that I posted yesterday. I mean, it's sad. I don't know how they contracted it, but it's like a family farm, and there's like 10 siblings, like grown siblings. They all work on the farm. And I guess One of them got COVID, and now four of the siblings are dead.
Went out for Rumspringa. Oh, my God.
Four. That's it. They all died of COVID.
Well, they got backups, A, and B.
Okay. Okay. You know,
some of them had to be. There's a, like, you know, out of 10 kids, that's about half. You got an A squad, B squad. Sounds like if they had a basketball, if they had broken into basketball teams, would have been a dominant one and a JV team, varsity.
That's we know what who, you got from that story.
We know who's the varsity in this family.
Oh, no.
Hey, this is, this. That's the reason
I'm
for.
I'm saying it was a sad story. You sound a bit of a douchebag. Okay?
I'm trying to make it not sad. You're over here trying to bring everybody down. And I'm over here trying to entertain.
The reality of it is, and these Republicans peoples, like, they had, what's his face?
Calling
Gates
Republicans
or whatever
people
from Florida,
is an insult to
he's
people.
Still partying, posting about it, gatherings. I'm just like, wow.
Matt just, Gates?
Yes.
Matthias Gaethje.
Gaethje.
Yeah. No, that guy was, he was the guy who wore a gas mask in the first month.
Yeah, like.
Jokingly, mockingly.
Yep.
And then later he was like, oh, no, I wasn't. It was like, dude, he's just, that guy is one of the most child, like, they're all douchebag assholes, but he's one of the more childish ones. Like, he's like a little fucking 12-year-old frat boy who just thinks like an idiot douchebag guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And and he did. He did that. He went to the Young Republicans. And by the way, I want to know who got with boobs. And everybody knows who I'm talking about when you see those pictures of the blonde boobs.
What?
Who hooked up with her? There's this chick in a red dress, and she's all like, definitely slutting it up over there at the Young Republicans convention.
What are you talking about?
Matt Gaethje at the Young Republican convention. I'm talking about the thing we're talking about.
Oh, I only saw glimpses. I didn't like look at boobs.
Great.
Jason's did. That's what I do. I'm here to help you.
Well, that's
in
built
case
in.
You missed it.
that's built in. That's literally boobs and legs are like background programs apps. That's like there's a boobs app and a legs app and then usually a butt app also that are always running in the background of every man's mind. Like it doesn't have to be like. It's not like just for women, it's for anything. It's like that tree kind of looks hot.
Wow.
You know, in a pinch, if we don't get out of this forest, this screaming cacophony
with
of
all
a forest.
These screechers,
screeching monkeys eating squirrels.
That was on the Stilt House, the shack. So that was like a different forest.
Yeah,
that,
where do you think the Stilt House is?
It's in the forest?
Absolutely. On the beach. In the forest, by the water, it's where the forest meets the ocean.
It's on an
quite a powerful
of
bit of land.
Yeah,
we've got a hydroponic setup and solar power, and also we use the heat from the earth. So we're very green here on the Squirrel Stilt House, Stilted Squirrel House.
Thank you for that. I mean, we needed,
You're welcome. Everybody is welcome at the house that's not a house. It's more of a, it's just a net of squirrels being eaten
by
monkeys.
Watch out for the monkeys,
Yeah, if you see them sort of sauntering around wild-eyed, stay back because they haven't eaten a squirrel lately. Like,
then the squirrels are miffed.
The squirrels are certainly upset. They're probably in hiding, possibly fashioning tools, weapons. A war is coming.
Wow.
They're probably, hopefully a robot war. That would be great if the squirrels could just roboticize themselves.
That's what Democrats do. They ruin your life.
They're a bunch of squirrels, and they make robots, and then they throw spears at you.
I can't believe she actually said that at the end. Like, you're like, lady. And then she turns, she's like, that's what Democrats do. They ruin your life.
I can't believe people are still buying into any of this.
But I ironically, of course it all happened so perfectly, but I heard Cecily Strong's character when this lady was talking. And then, full circle, it happens on SNL. She's a character, but playing this character, which is basically the same character. It's just perfect. You just hear Cecily, and you know what else? And you know what else?
She's the new Sarah Palin.
Yes.
And Tina Fey.
Yes. And it's funny because she sounded like, sometimes she sounded like she was from Michigan. And then sometimes she's like, Threaten. And she sounded like Jersey. And I'm just like, what? Where is this person from? Where did you find this star witness?
I mean, her, she sounded like her hair looked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a big, messy beehive that's one.
No, again, beehives are nice.
No, but this is a messy beehive.
You messy beehive.
And I'm saying, you know, beehive is in the as in the hairstyle, so it's a technical term in this case. She's got up there, very disorganized. It's like it's almost like a drunk, hungover person put it together right before they stumbled into the room.
But like one more shot, just in case.
Well, yeah, you got to take the edge off. Yeah. That's definitely what she did. She probably came to like half hour before she was supposed to be there. I was like, oh my God. And there's just like a couple inches, a couple fingers of whiskey left in the Jameson bottle or something. Yeah. And just chug that real quick. Get your buzz back on. It's like, all right. Oh, feeling good. And that's all you're doing is feeling good because you don't have your shit together at all. There's that hungover feeling where, yeah, you feel great. Because you got the hair of the dog, your headache's going away, and you're drunk again now, but you're about as sloppy as you can get at that point, as evidenced by that woman.
No, he's assuming.
Yeah, no, I'm just, from, you know, diaries and journals that I've read from...
Dear diary.
I go to many libraries, and I pour myself over the writings of madmen and fiends, and I avail myself to their woes. So that I may avoid them. But it's only in theory that I speak of such things.
Yeah, but of course.
But of course.
But of course.
A gentleman does not partake in such flavors.
I like the part where she was taken seriously for a minute. And they asked her like a question. Like, how many votes do you think it's off by? She's like, well, by like...
Blanche.
I would say by like... 100,000 votes or more. Dead people are voting. There are ballots in the rivers. I was just... I watched it 3 times.
Yeah.
I really do like it.
You've watched it 3 times, but you won't watch Borat. I see. That's basically what that is.
No, I don't like prank... I don't like prank shows. Like, I hate...
That felt like a prank on my face.
It did, but it was still reality. Like, she was for sure. Mm. The other guy knows that he's pranking people.
Does he? Does he? Do we? Does anybody? Who's pranking who?
Really? Right.
Correct.
Yeah, that's it. No, just kidding. That was just, I mean, that's where I peaked, really, this week. It was just sensational. And then the fact that I didn't know she had COVID.
Well, no, I don't know. That's not who I'm talking about. The woman next to Rudy, there's a different woman who was not her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the crazy lady doesn't have COVID?
I don't know. Maybe, but that's not who I was talking about. There's a woman who was talking who was not her.
The one whose face changed when she knows that Giuliani farted?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, because that's a funny video, too. Like, they actually got
woman.
Audio of him farting, and each time he did, she was like, side-eyed him, and he would like not side-eye her, but like he knew that he farted, and they sounded like weird old man wet farts.
Well,
and I knew that like a couple months ago they said you can get COVID from farts.
Yeah, so. No, I saw people on the internet speculating as to whether or not he transmitted COVID to people via his farts, and he must have because he must have been infectious at the time.
His breath, the dude is just sweaty and talky and spitty.
You see the video of him wiping his face all down, like. He and the hank. There's videos. If you Google, and you may not want to, like Rudy Giuliani handkerchief. There are videos of that guy doing the most disgusting shit with handkerchiefs. Like he does not know how to use them. Like there's one where he wipes his nose. He fully like blows into it, and then he folds it snot side out, and then he kind of fiddles with the snot side out, and then he wipes the whole. He wipes it across his brow and his face, snot side out. So he just. And then he like starts, and then I think he shakes hands and stuff. And there's another video of him wiping his whole face down, like extensively with a handkerchief, putting it on his knee, patting his handkerchief, the side that he just wiped his face, the outside of it, and then literally just reaching over. I think it's Guilfoyle or whoever who's sitting next to him, and just reaches over to this woman in a bare arm dress and just rubs her arm with this gross old man's snotty hand. And she turns around because she's not looking, and she's like, smiles. She's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And he's like, hey, hey, hey. And it's like, ah.
That is so gross.
The grossest people. They're like unhygienic. They're like, don't let them in the hospitals because they're just covered in disease and AIDS and STDs. These people are disgusting.
Oh, gross. Ugh.
And then now we're experiencing, I'm going to start calling it the Obama effect maybe because it doesn't have a name, but they're doing it again now. I just saw one of their pundits start saying, I guarantee you this is a talking point. This was handed to her to say that she feels like, or like, I think it was sometime a week or two after the announcement of that Biden won, she said that she felt like she had been, someone had taken a swing at her, and she was she had never been a victim of domestic abuse before, but she felt like since Biden's victory was announced that someone took a swing at her, and she was a victim of abuse, and that they were still abusing her, and it's like, bitch, that's literally what Trump did to the rest of us. We are fucking victims of being held captive with an abusive fucking master who's just berating and physically abusing and mentally and emotionally abusing an entire country, and we're all trapped in a country with this madman. And
yes,
that's
the
way it
house.
Was.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing Republicans start to describe, before it's even happened, the Biden presidency as that, because they're using the Obama effect.
I know, and they're saying like Biden's America, using examples of Trump's America.
They have been for months, like 6 months ago or something, when there were like riots in the streets and stuff. They're like, this is Biden's America. It's like literally Trump's America. Literally, this is Trump's America. Mm-hmm. You can't take a picture of your house and say it's the guy you hate's house. It's like, look how this guy lives. His toilet's all full of poop, and it's all over the floor, and his cats poop everywhere, and there's trash. And he lives like a pig. It's like, dude, that's your house. Yeah,
house.
Right. This is what your house. This is what a house would be like if my neighbor lived in it. You're projecting your house onto me, like in that movie Wizard of Oz.
Just put it right on top.
Just fire it away. This is a house gun. Get a house gun here.
A house this gun? On, really, Jason?
This week on House Gun, we shoot a house on these fucking stilts. Get these goddamn squirrels out of here, monkeys. We're going to shoot a stilt house this week on House Gun.
This week.
Yeah, just coming with a big, silly gun that just shoots houses.
We're trying to get picked up for HGTV. It's kind of,
I think, that would be, that's the logical extension of 3D printing a house, is then you have a house gun that just shoots a house in one go. It's like a 3D printer, but way better.
That sounds very Dr. Seussian to me.
Could be. Could be a very Tesla, or could be a very Elon Muskian also.
His name is Musk. You sound like Musk. That's so funny.
Well, we're going to innovate. We're starting with the house gun, then on to the pool sword.
What?
I think they have those.
Watching those 3D printer print concrete houses is so mesmerizing and fascinating.
Yeah, wait until one of them prints a Death Star. Then it won't be so fascinating.
Whoops. Slight miscalculation.
Whoops. We accidentally invented AI and 3D printers, and they printed a Death Star. Fuck.
I thought it was taking a little bit too long. This was supposed to be like a two-story deal.
It was like in Iron Man when it's like, we told you to build a discovery zone. That is not what you did.
Discovery zone. Going cheesy at discovery zone. Discovering what I can do on my own.
No more of that. A whole generation doesn't get to discover zones or whatever.
Well, no, there's a whole piece on that about good touch, bad touch. Oh, you mean about the place. I understand.
Yeah, in the ball pit.
Good touch, bad touch. Balls, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can touch those with your face. That's where you learn about touching balls. It's in the ball pit.
But nobody knows what discovery zone is. I mean, not that it would work in a modern pandemic now, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's none of that. It's going to have to be like social distance zone.
Remember there was one in Greenwood, and we'd be like, Dad, Mom, can I get a discovery zone? Like, and we actually wanted to go, and the commercials worked, and we were kids, and we were so stupid.
Yeah,
it
sounds great. Like, would that we were that stupid once more? Because that would
just
be great.
Wish to be that stupid once more.
Because the thing about, you know, it's like ignorance is bliss in that case. You're so dumb. You don't know how dumb it is, well, the things you're doing. And you're just like, well, it's fun. Like, you see kids, they're just like smacking their hands together having fun. It's like, what the fuck? How do they do that?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you doing? Are there drugs attached to your hands? I don't see it. I don't get it.
Like one of our other episodes. Are you skipping? What are you doing?
What the fuck is that?
What is that, yeah. Joy coming out of you? Get back down. Get down here.
Put it back in there. Tamp it down.
Oh my goodness.
Put it in the joy jar.
You can't do that around here.
Chuck E. Cheese was pretty cool, too.
I love Chuck E. Cheese they had, like, a local report here, like, they found a guy, followed a little girl into the bathroom, bad situation. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mm. So then they started implementing, like, the numbers, like your number has to match your kid's number. But then I'm like, that's great that they can't leave with my kid, but they could still like expose or touch my kid in the bathroom.
It's a big building. There's a lot of nooks and crannies.
It's that mouse. No, just kidding. Oh,
I see the look in his eye. He might be playing guitar, but he's multitasking. He's thinking about something
else.
He's
getting animatronic. Like, you can't do that. You're supposed to be just an animatronic.
You are a robot. You have been programmed to entertain and nothing more. You have no feelings of your own.
No.
Stop that.
Stop it.
Put down the guitar. You need to go to your robo dressing room and think about your place in this. You can be replaced.
You know what you robo did.
Yep. You robo know.
And that's how you talk to the animatronic. Ah, Jack and Cheese.
Yep. They only respond to aggression and fear mongering. That's actually it's built into the programming
direct.
Language.
Lots of eye contact.
Way too much, actually. If you have some people, if you could bring a posse, they respond to numbers.
My two favorite games, 100 would be, obviously I love skee-ball, but like when I was younger, I was definitely way better at it. I think I was just more focused, you know, and like less responsibility, you know. But then the one game that I'm still really good at, and maybe it's just like who I am, is that when the light goes around the bubble circle and you gotta like
I will
stop
take
it.
You down. I'll take you down at that game.
No,
I will,
you won't.
I was the one who was always.
Pure
I was
talent.
The
like. I
no. I was the one. I didn't see you at that thing when we were at Rascals Fun Zone.
You saw me winning all the tickets because you're not as good as me at it.
You're thinking about me. You're actually looking into a mirror that's actually a picture of me.
Uh huh.
Right now. I could see why you'd be mistaken.
Wow.
That you'd be looking at a photo of me, and then you'd be thinking that little round game. With the thing and the jackpot, and you're like, oh, I'm the best at that. But actually, that's your mistake, so.
No, it's not. Okay, and furthermore, when's the last time you played the game? That's right. Since you were a child, we went to Great Wolf Lodge last year with Martina. And you know what? I won it, and I got several bonuses.
You having children?
I got thousands of tickets from it, so what'd you do?
Who's got a 300 game? Who's got a 300 game in bowling? Who is the high achiever in sport?
Bowling? I was really good at bowling, but I didn't try as hard as you.
That translates to everything.
Cool in other areas. Also,
I could be
I'm better than
a
you than that
highlight genius. I could if I just tried any sport. If I tried cricket, I'd be the best at it. That's all That's all that means. That's all it means. That's all. The 300 patch means just I've achieved perfection in one sport. I can do it in any sport
I
want.
And you didn't. So.
Absolutely, I did. Got the patch to prove it. Not the ring, because I lost the ring. Because I lost the ring. I had it, and I don't now. So it doesn't matter. Still
it's
happened.
A memento of a memory that's there forever.
I still got the patch, although I lost that too. But I had it more recently, and I remember it as a thing that I had. So I say that I have it because I don't remember.
So maybe you're not the best at living. So
nothing else. I'm good at bowling. No one said
you were.
Keeping
you
shit.
Were.
There's. Do you look at? Do you look at, is the Olympics admitting a sport for bogarting? Is bogarting an Olympic sport now? No, it's not. Because no one does that. No one cares about it.
Last time I went bowling with Dad, I beat him. And he was very uncomfortable and very, he did not like that.
You just emasculated him. You can't do that. You got to throw it.
I was like, Dad, you should take pride.
What did he bowl
You're
on?
The one that taught me.
Did he totally eat shit? Because if he gets like a 130, then it's like, that's on you, old man.
No, it was decent. We both got over 200. He was just like, I didn't know you could still bowl. And I was like, I didn't know you were a loser. So.
Didn't know my dad was a failure, but, you know, we all learned something today.
No, it was just funny because I think he was just like, here we go. I'm going to teach this little lady. I'm like, Dad, you literally taught me everything I know about bowling. You should be very full of pride right now that I'm this good still.
Nope, he's going to Donald Trump you. He's going to take you out because you're the competition now. He's going to...
Yeah, slowly.
That guy in There Will Be Blood, he's going to There Will Be Blood you, where... As soon as you try to strike out on your own, you become the competition.
Dad's
enemy. Yeah. And he's like, I will destroy you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can understand him being upset.
Sure.
But.
You know, absolutely. His world was shattered.
Beware the Ides of March. I mean, there's tides of change. That's what it is. Tides of change. But I just can't. I mean, I can't deny my natural talent. And it sticks around. I defeat my children as well. That's my favorite. Like when I get home, I'm like, yeah, I beat my children at bowling.
Yeah.
At bowling,
we'll say.
I beat my children at bowling.
Yeah.
One time we went on like a run and at the end I wanted to do some sprints. I'm like, Roscoe, come out here. I'm going to do some sprints. At the end of my run, it was like a 2-mile run or whatever, and he sprinted with me, but like, I obviously was completely dead, but I wanted to get my sprints in at the end. And he raced me and it was close. And he's like, let's do another one. I wasn't ready. I was like, no.
That was
no,
too close.
I need to go inside now. That was too close.
being victorious easily, might I add, I must away to inside
no!
to...
It was hard. I was exhausted. And
well, no, but that's
fast.
What you're saying
that
to him.
Fast.
This is the that's what you say to him out loud.
Oh,
you say
yes.
That was totally easy. Now yeah. I'm going to go inside and puke just for fun.
No, I'm fine. I just have to go inside now.
I'll just be resting in the bathroom.
I need more water than humanly possible at this point. But I won.
Easily. Here. Well and away. Remember that and never challenge me again.
Literally ever again. All right, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I have to go.
This is great. Good. Finally.
What?
God.
Yes, I would. I mean, was hoping you would end it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No. Still under an hour. Could always go for 2 hours straight. Solid.
2 hours straight.
Two hours sip guest. We'll do a 2-hour special extravaganza.
No, that sounds terrible. Please don't.
It'll be 3 hours.
No.
As a matter of fact, it'll be 3 hours long.
God.
And go back to, well, maybe 2 hours. Maybe we'll stick with under one.
Yes!